erzählt. Auf einmal Artist oder Designer. Why do you have something else in mind? Whatever it is, I suspect we all have a picture in your head of our ideal self. We tend to find our identity in that, especially in a culture that encourages us to find our identity in what we do and who we feel we should be. But that isn't how God sees us. Instead, God sees us by our character. So that is how we should be seeing ourselves and each other, regardless of what we do or who we feel we should be. In Colossians 3, the Bible tells us who we are and what our character should be. Our ideal. And this has nothing to do with what we do or who we feel we should be. But it has everything to do with who we are and our character as we reflect who God is. The believers at Colossae were imagining their ideal self according to what they did as part of a spiritual experience. So the Apostle Paul writes to them and reminds them of who they are as God's people and how God wants them to be. This applies to us as we think about how who we are and how God wants us to be. So who are we as Christians? Where does our identity come from? We begin to form our identity with a new self, which is different from what our culture is. Our new self is to be based on the resurrection of Jesus. So the way we see life is to be different from our culture. Instead, we have to see life from the perspective of the resurrected Jesus. This means taking off the old self, which tends to engage in behaviors that incur God's wrath. The self that gets angry when we don't get our own way or desires something we don't have. Technology is wonderful. Or of self that seeks revenge, or seeks to honor itself rather than God. But what does it mean to put on the new self? the English in the Bible is quite complicated. Mainly because the Greek is also complicated. We read in verse 10, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. What's being renewed? What is this knowledge? What is this image? It can be quite confusing. I suggest what is being renewed is itself. And the knowledge is a new way of thinking. Therefore, the meaning here is to reimagine our ideal self as the image of God. Let me explain what I mean. To reimagine something simply means to understand something in another way. Therefore, we need to take the mental image of our ideal self out of our cultural framework and to put it into the framework of the image of God. In other words, our ideal self is not to conform to what our culture says. I'm going to go one step further and say that our ideal self is not even to conform to a Christian culture or a church culture. Instead, we need to reimagine our ideal self as bearing God's image. So what does it mean to bear God's image? Well, firstly, it means that all social distinctions are gone. In verse 11, we read, "He there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all." Nor is there any successful or unsuccessful, rich or poor, attractive or unattractive, healthy or sick, able or disabled, black or white. If you are a Christian, then there is only one social status available to you, in Christ. You share in the same grace as every other Christian. You share in the same baptism as every other Christian. You are held secure in the same covenant as every other Christian, never to be revoked. There is no basis for you bewundern at another Christian and think that you will not doubt them. Guess what? You are exactly like them. In the sense that you are both totally dependent on the mercy and grace of God. The fact that you can conform to the cultural standards better than others, or the fact that you have a good full-time job and someone else does it, or you have a different marriage status, or have a different cultural background, or that you're healthy, or that you can do more than others, is irrelevant. There is one social status for those who follow Jesus that matters: in Christ. Well, how can this be? How can we dismiss the cultural standards so easily? The reason why we can dismiss our cultural standards is so easily is because, secondly, there is an ongoing process of reimagining what this new self looks like that bears the image of God. In parallel with already having put on this new self, there is now an imperative in verse 12 to put on. What I suggest then is what this image of God looks like follows in verses 12 to 14. We read, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if someone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. And above all, please put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." What does the image of God look like? Compassion, kindness, humility, meekness or gentleness, patience, forbearance, forgiveness, and above all, love. What do you notice here? These have nothing to do with your situation in life. These have nothing to do with your ability. But they have everything to do with your character. Now, these have far-reaching implications for how you manage your situation in life and use your abilities. But your situation in life or your abilities are not what lights up the image of God. Your unto yourself is not to be worthy with people of position or to be an elite athlete or to be a famous artist or entertainer or whatever is popular in your culture at the moment. Your ultimate self is the bearer of God's image. It's to be compassionate, kind, humble, meek or gentle, patient, forbearing, forgiving, and above all, loving. When you think about it, this is who God is in his approach to us. God is compassionate in providing salvation, especially through the death and resurrection of Jesus. God is kind in the abundant blessings he lavishes upon us each and every day. God is humble in wanting to restore sinners to a right relationship with him. God is gentle in holding back the full measure of his love for those he loves. God is patient as we steadily grow in faith day by day, inch by inch. God forbears our wayward heart and forgives us. And above all, God is loving. God bears the most costly expense for the greatest gain, eternal life. This is the God of whose image we bear. This is the God that we are called to respect in our culture. This is our ideal self. This is what we must be progressing towards. And we pursue our ideal self as we run our businesses, work for our employer, excel in our sport, and create our art and entertainment. Bearing God's image as our ideal self, as we relate to people with disabilities, means two things. Firstly, bearing the image of God as the ideal self means releasing each other from comfortable standards. Ability and success are not the most important social markers for the church. It's not those who are the most smart or the most capable Wer am besten mit dem Gold? Ich weiß, hilft mir Gold ist in der Kälte. Verbessert mit dem Gold. So wollte man meine Liebe. And what I can do because of their disability. They witness to who God is in their character as part of their faith. Might be the biggest asset that a church has. They are in fact a representation of our ideal self, quite apart from any cultural standard. Therefore, we are not to judge anyone according to our cultural standards. Instead, we are to value them according to God's image. We are to value their character and how they reflect who God is in their being. Secondly, bearing the image of God as the ideal self is a hard challenge. Here it is again. Compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forbearance, forgiveness, being loving. Do you know anyone who can be described this way? Oh, we might know someone who is one or two of these things some of the time. But to be all these things all of the time? Is this how you would describe yourself? The point is, we all fall short of the ideal self. Living by God's image is not something we can do of our own accord. We need to be humbly asking God for forgiveness and to empower us by His Spirit to live according to His image. This being will tend to pursue something other than Jesus. We pursue our own honor, recognition, opportunities, relationships, experiences, security. This is the struggle that we all endure. Pursuing our ideal self as God's image means laying aside the things that we cherish, along with the self-image that we wish to project to others for the sake of Jesus. Laying down the things we cherish is difficult in a culture wirklich konstitutiven ist. Wir wollen die Wirkung auf what we want. And we are entitled to such conflicts. In such a culture, characteristics that are the opposite to our ideal self are readily justified. But if we can learn to go inside these things and pursue our ideal self as the image of God, perhaps we'll find a new ground, a new contentment, and grounds to embrace fellow Christians with disabilities and others who don't conform to our cultural standards. Perhaps we want to be proactive in making these people feel welcome by making our church buildings more accessible. Perhaps we will think the way we do things around church so that more people can be involved. Perhaps we'll be more proactive in reaching out to people with disabilities and others on the margins of society. Not because we're good, not because it's a nice idea, but because it's who we are as people who are reimagining our ideal self as those who bear the image of God. Let me pray. Lord, we thank and praise you that you saved us. We thank you that you called us out of a culture of death into your gospel of life. Empower us by your spirit to reflect who you are in our character and the way we live. And may that be attractive to those who are yet to know you and your saving love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.